You could be the dumbest person in the planet, and you could still provide value to somebody by being humble, by making people smile, by finding jokes, you know, telling them a little quick joke or something like that. That could be very helpful. All right, let's move over to the next page, which is page 10. Here I want to talk about the readiness to buy curve. Are there any comments or questions on anything we've covered so far? Okay. This is a distribution line which shows how all possible customers are spread out over the universe. And this is a normal distribution. That's referred to as the normal curve. And you'll notice over here, there's a few customers that you're never going to sell. They're over there. And at this end, there's a few customers that are easy to sell. And those customers generally will go to your competitors at the drop of a hat. They're not very loyal. They'll buy anything. But these customers in here, which is the vast majority, and that you could tell by, you know, the size of the area under the curve, the vast majority of customers are what are called all set. So you call them up and they say, well, I'm all set. Well, of course you are. Everybody's all set. But a salesperson has to understand what that means. That means that they're all set with their present supplier. They're all set with their present products. But that guy that ordered 5,000 CNMG 432s was not all set with his present supplier. Because I was able to get him some samples that he tried out, and he found out they worked fantastic. So it's up to us to try to get the customers un-all set with promotional opportunities, with good-natured contacts. Generally, most of us are not all set, really. We think we're all set. But when we find out something else, more information, now all of a sudden we're not all set. So the customers that are in this area that we're never going to sell, we need to identify. Hey, we're just never going to sell these guys anything unless something happens. Something could change maybe down the road, and then maybe we could sell them something. But let's just say it's nice to identify these guys over here, though, because now we don't have to mess with them. We just don't call them anymore or mess with them at all. And these guys over here, we'll take orders, no problem. We'll take orders from them. But these are the ones that we want to get, and we want to make them our customers. Let me tell you this. In my experiences working with customers over 35 years, I have found that most companies, regardless of the size of the company, they get most of their revenue from a very, very small number of customers. So what we got to do is we got to find one or two customers in this area per year. Per year that we're going to get the majority of our business from. And we need to work those customers. You know, contact them, find out birthdays, call them on their birthdays, whatever, and try to develop a relationship with them so that we can get more business from those customers. So the average salesperson, when he starts out in sales, he thinks, give me 1,000 customers. Give me 1,000 records. Give me 1,000 records, and I'll go after 1,000 records. And then they spend all their time going from one record to another record, and they never have any sales. You can't do it that way. You got to find those customers that you can convert to your stuff because they're right down the street from you. They like you, they go to the same church that you go to, whatever it is, you got to find those areas of commonality and then try to develop more of those and get them closer to you. Let's move over now to the next page, which is page 11, and we'll talk about the purchase cycle. The purchase cycle is a process of interwoven activities that have to occur before a customer buys something or switches something. And these terms and this whole thought here is my idea to try to visualize what's going on when we sell something to a customer. And here it is. It starts out with the awareness. And there's, you'll notice that there's paragraphs that explain all this. And I don't want to go through this inordinate detail, but I do want to point out that there's an awareness that occurs. There's been some research in this area. How many contacts would a customer does it take before a customer is aware? Let me ask you that, Melissa. Is it just one contact?
Three or four.
It's seven. I mean, could be three or four, but the general consensus among researchers in this area is seven contacts. And I can tell you, in my database, I call up customers, and I look at them. We've sent them three faxes, two emails, two mailings, and I've talked to the guy before, and I call him up, and I say, this is John from Mitchell Selling Dynamics, just following up. And the guy says, well, tell me who you are.